I personally enjoy getting to know somebody on the podcast. And so I'm missing out on this opportunity. I don't want you to have to miss out on this opportunity. So do more recon. And in order to find or explore unique content, it's going to help. It's going to help make that happen because you know things that not everybody knows.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, what's up, podcaster? It is Adam A. Adams, your host of the podcast of On Podcasting. And today's episode is going to be a lot of fun for me. I'm actually quite excited because, A, I'm finally writing a book. What? Did you say you're writing a book? Yeah, kind of. I have my whole team like figuring out how to write this book, and we've hired a ghostwriter and a publisher, and I'm doing as much as I have to do because I am dyslexic, as most of you know. But as we're kind of writing this book, we have found out that we have missed something. Wait, what? We've missed something? Yeah, what we've missed is we always ask our guests on our podcast, almost all the time. You probably heard me a lot ask the guests something to the effect of, how do you get good guests? And what most of you probably have noticed is finding good guests is a concern that not only you have. It's funny because almost everybody that comes on this podcast, they always say that they started out their journey expecting that the guest part would be the hardest part. But when in actuality, the guest part ended up being not a big deal. And from all of these interviews that I've done with other people and just my own different podcasts, I sold one podcast and I've got this, the podcast on podcasting as well. From all of that experience and from interviewing other people, I've distilled down to the main things that you're going to want to know if you are looking to get good guests. And so here are those things. You got two portions, okay? And each portion has like five different things. There is the portion of finding the podcast guest. Okay, that's portion one. And then portion two is what you do with the guest, extracting the unique content from each individual. So we're going to talk in this podcast episode about A, how do we find guests for our podcast? And B, how do we extract unique content from them once they're on the show? And with all of that said, let's dive into finding podcast guests because I really have five different parts to this that are going to help you to make sure you're finding guests for your podcast. So if today you're worried about, I don't know if I can find good guests or I've never had a good guest, here's the five different strategies to getting guests. The first one that I want to point out is referrals. And it's kind of neat and fun and exciting about referrals because you can get referrals from a lot of different people. You can make a Facebook post and ask for referrals. Hey, I have the XYZ podcast and I'm looking for guests. Who do you know that needs to come on my show? You could make a Facebook post. You could do private messaging. You could call your mom. You could call your sibling. You could call your spouse or your partner. And you could say, who do you know that needs to be a guest on this show? And then you can tell them a little bit about the show. Other places that you can get referrals are guests that are currently on your podcast. A lot of my guests from this podcast come on the show and they mention, and I'm always surprised by it, and it's the weirdest thing because I shouldn't be, but they constantly are saying that one of the tricks that they have is that they simply go and ask the guest, hey, now that you've been a guest on my show and you know what the show's about, who do you know, and put this in quotes, who do you know that would be a good guest on the show? And put that part, keep that big capitalized and in there as well. And could you put me in touch with them? So you're asking everyone, you're getting referrals. That's one of the five ways of getting guests for your podcast. Ask other people to do the work for you for free, right? It's such an awesome, awesome idea. Another place where I get my referrals is on my last podcast, the Real Estate Podcast. I had become really good friends just because when you're a podcaster, you'll normally, authentically, naturally become really close friends with a lot of other podcasters. It's just how it works. And so a lot of times I have, in fact, reached out to other podcasters that became my friends that were in my podcast genre. And I just say, hey, man, do you mind sending me your top three guests? Do you mind sending me a list of all your guests? Or do you mind sending me one guest recommendation? Or the fourth quote here is, hey, Amy, let's say you're listening to Amy Porterfield's podcast and she becomes your friend. And you say, hey, Amy, I listened to an episode that you had with insert famous person here. And I wanted to find out if you wouldn't mind making an introduction for me. And so now your new friend, Amy Porterfield, gives you a referral and puts you in touch with this other person that was, it was a person that was hard for you to reach out to. Such an awesome strategy. And look, we're only this far into the episode and you're already getting this much value. It's pretty freaking cool. Now, the second thing is relationships, finding podcast guests. This is like one of the basics, is starting with just relationships. Who do you know? Like, who is already currently today in your circle? Who might be a friend or a family member or a business partner or a client of yours that would be a good person on the podcast? So write all of those down. All of them are going to be important. It's beneficial for you to interview your clients. It's beneficial for you to interview famous people. It's beneficial for you to interview business partners, family members, anything that helps your listener know more of who you are. These are a benefit for them to be able to know, like, and trust you more is by having some of those people that you've already got relationships with on your podcast. Because then they can say all the good stuff about you and you don't have to say the good stuff about you. You don't have to have your listener just presume the good stuff about you, because the person that you have this relationship with, whether they're a client relationship, an attorney of yours, whether they are somebody that you've worked with, somebody that is your spouse or a business partner, your employee, your friend, a lot of times it's good to have some of them. All right, that third one here is forums. This is where I've gotten a ton of my people that came on as a guest on my podcast, I found in different forums, different groups, okay, groups or forums. So for example, you might go to a Facebook group where it's on a social media platform and there's a group of people that are all your perfect avatar or the perfect person for you to connect with. On my real estate podcast, this was a Bigger Pockets. You can feel free to write that down if you don't know what it is, but Bigger Pockets is a very large real estate investing platform where a bunch of different real estate investors and other people that serve real estate investors like lenders come together to connect and learn and network with each other. So I might go on to a place like Bigger Pockets for a real estate investing podcast, and I might say something to, I might connect with people on a very authentic way, and I might see that they've done a certain amount of deals or they've done a certain amount of creative deals or whatever it is for your podcast. I might go to a podcasting forum and see that somebody just launched a podcast or sees that somebody just monetized their podcast for the first time, and then I'll just reach out to them. I will be connected with them. I will see them posting. I will see them commenting on other people's things. I will read their bios and I'll just connect with them either in the DMs or I will email them or call them or whatever it takes, right? For this third piece underneath finding good podcast guests is the forums. I will just do some research, go to meetup.com. You can connect with a lot of people on meetup.com. But once you find that avatar and read their profile, read what they've done, you can simply just say, hey, how would you feel about me interviewing you on my podcast, give you a little bit more exposure and be able to add value to other people that are trying to do that thing that you did. Okay. This is how I reach out to people in the forums or even the relationships before. The fourth thing, so it's referrals, relationships, forums. Now we're talking about agencies. Most of these agencies are paid agencies, but what's kind of cool, what's kind of neat, something that you'll be excited about is it's normally a paid agency for the guest. Okay. So the guest is paying basically to be on your podcast. Now, Alex Sanfilippo has become a friend of mine. I am actually speaking at his event this quarter. I'm so excited. And he is doing something kind of unique with a company that he owns. The Alex's company is called PodMatch. And PodMatch actually used to be just a free service for everybody. And he changed it to a $6 a month for somebody like you or me that's looking for podcast guests. And what's amazing is the $6 a month, you always make more money than you spend. Because for in PodMatch, going to this agency, it's super neat that he'll actually pay you something like $50 when you have one of those other people come onto your show. It might be $20 or $50. I don't remember. I should look it up. But the point being, Alex is starting to do this where you pay $6 a month to be connected with lots of different people that want to come on a podcast. And anytime that you see one that's a fit, you actually make several months back of money so that it is essentially still going to be free. And you're more likely to use the services and stay with the services. I'm so proud of what he's doing. I'm so happy to see what he's doing for people like me and like you. So there's other agencies. I'll make sure in our show notes, we will reference KitCaster with Brandy Whalen, who is actually a guest on the podcast. Let me make sure we link to Alex Sanfilippo's episode in our show notes today. Let me also make sure we link to you the episode with KitCaster Brandy as well. Point is, Brandy, in general, I think they charge like $500 or $600 per episode for somebody to get on. And if you want to be on other people's podcasts, huge way for you to be able to grow. It's super valuable. But I have like a small hack that I can share with you by basically using these agencies for free. Okay. So you reach out to somebody at an agency like this and you let them know who you want on the podcast. They'll probably already be reaching out to you, by the way. They'll probably already be reaching out to you by saying, hey, insert your name here. Do you want to have this person as a guest? They have done this, this, and this, and I think they'd be good for your show. They'll mention that something to you once you have your podcast. Well, then you basically just say something to the effect of, I would love to have them as a guest because I'm looking for guests that do this, this, and this. And if you have anyone else, please let me know. So that's kind of like getting a free referral from an agency that is getting paid by the other person. Or you could go on like PodMatch, or you could go on like these free Facebook groups or LinkedIn groups or meetup groups and start connecting with people that do the thing that your podcast is all about and who can help serve your avatar. The fifth one here is the social media. Okay. Now, I recently had one of our clients who's freaking crushing it in life. She's crushing it in life. She's crushing it in her podcast. She's crushing it in her business. She's got a podcast called Live Greatly. Her name's Crystal Bauer. And what I want to share is on the episode that she had with us. So yeah, we're going to have to link you to this episode as well. Yes, the Crystal Bauer episode, the Alex one, the other that I mentioned, and now Crystal Bauer. And in a few minutes, I'll probably mention the Travis Brown episode as well. What's cool about Crystal, she's recently been on, she's done a TEDx talk, which is badass. It's freaking so cool. And she also was featured in Forbes. So she's kind of been mentioned in Forbes as a top business or a top podcast. I'm trying to remember. But the point being that she's crushing it as a result of a lot of the things that she's doing. And she's crushing it as a result of her meditation practices, right? She focuses on what she wants. She's crushing it because she's learned how to reach out to people for referrals and relationships and going to the forums and these agencies and to social media. She's crushing it because she is working with a team like ours that is able to get her podcast ranked in the very top 1% in the entire world. She's crushing it because she's trying all these things. And what I love about what she's doing with her social media is she'll go on like LinkedIn and she'll connect with different agents. Like, she's not necessarily going to an agency. Make sure you are differentiating this. But she connects with agents of some of the famous people that she might want to have as a podcast guest, or of famous people that she has had. And these are basically booking agents that she'll connect with as a social media one-on-one. And she'll add them as a connection on LinkedIn. But additionally, she'll make sure that she's sending a private message to them that's very authentic, short and sweet, and generally combines the two. If you want more of that details, just scroll down and you're going to want to listen to the Crystal Bauer episode that recently came out on the podcast. But the point being that you have the ability to reach out on social media and connect with different types of people as well to help move that along. So a lot of cool ways of getting guests to come to your podcast, getting known. You'll want to make sure that you wrote good notes. And then if you want to extract better content from the guests when they come on your podcast, I'm about to give you five things, but first a quick word from our sponsor. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. We're back. It's still Adam Adams, your host. And we just talked about the five different ways of getting the guests. And now we need to talk about the five ways of extracting unique content from guests. We will want to make sure that you link to two more episodes. The Travis Brown episode is going to be linked for you, so you can scroll down and get to that. And I also have John Lee Dumas on the podcast, and I want to make sure that my team has that linked up for you as well. So you can scroll down and get to these, because some of the information that I'm going to share with you about extracting unique content, it will come from the Travis Brown episode and the John Lee Dumas, the JLD episode as well. So I want you to be able to reference those if you need to check it out, if you want to listen to it in more detail, because both people, Travis and John, have really good content and context as they're sharing how do you extract more unique content from individual guests. But here's the five things. Here's the five things that you're going to want to do. Step number one, you're going to want to do more recon. You're going to want to do more recon. What all this means is you're going to want to do more reconnaissance than the last person that interviewed that person. You want to do more research or recon on your potential guest, your upcoming guest, than typically gets done. So how do you do that? Well, you can read their books. Wait, what? Just reading the back of their book isn't enough? Well, sure. Reading the back of the book is helpful. But once you actually read the book, you can start pointing to things that not everybody knows, some of the more inside stuff. You can listen to a bunch of other interviews that they've done on other people's podcasts, OPP, other people's podcasts, right? You can look up their company. You can research their company. You can hire their company. There's usually free resources or lead magnets that a lot of companies will be giving away. So you can subscribe to their email list. You can download these lead magnets. And now you're getting to know that individual on a level that not everybody has taken. Now, do I do this every single time? No. Do I do this most of the time? No. Do I do this half of the time? No. Do I do this some of the times? Kind of. I know that this is a great piece of feedback. JLD himself came on, and he's one of the top podcasters in the world, right? JLD himself came on our show and he told us to do this. And a lot of other really good podcasters do this. For me, I personally enjoy getting to know somebody on the podcast. And so I'm missing out on this opportunity. I don't want you to have to miss out on this opportunity. So do more recon. And in order to find or explore unique content, it's going to help. It's going to help make that happen because you know things that not everybody knows. You know stories about their family, about their kids, about their business, about their failures. The normal person doesn't know. The average interviewer doesn't know. And it can just give you a little bit more benefit. Now, so doing more recon, yes, I'm admitting that I don't personally do a lot of that. But these next four, I do, and I feel like I do really, really, really well. I feel like I do them especially well because I don't do enough of that recon. So you've got a choice to use all five of these or pick a couple, but all five will give you some valuable takeaways so that you can be better at podcasting, especially to extract that content from your guest, whether they're a big guest or a small guest. You've got to know these things. So do more recon. That was number one. Break the ice is number two. Break the ice is number two. And what I'm suggesting here, I've had a couple of people on the podcast that ask ridiculous questions, silly questions, funny questions. Marty Ray came on the podcast, and you guys have got to listen to his stuff. Like, please take a moment to check out Marty Ray's episode. He taught me how to break the ice better than anyone else has. So I want to make sure my team also puts the Marty Ray episode down below because it's going to help you. Marty Ray is a phenomenal interviewer. And one of the biggest things that he does is breaks the ice with something incredibly silly, funny, interesting, or insightful that the person coming on their show never, ever has shared or explained or talked about. And it gets the interview going in a totally unique direction to allow for everything else that we're doing. So the Marty Ray episode is going to help you, but also the Travis Brown episode is going to help you about this piece of the topic. Because when we're talking about breaking the ice with your guest and just establishing that relationship and establishing that this is going to be a different episode than they're used to, one other way that you can do this is by using something called pod decks. Pod decks, and I resonate with it, especially because I love playing cards. I love blackjack and poker, Texas Hold'em, and different card games. And in fact, a unique story here, short story, embarrassing story for you, is that I actually love to do magic. So I'm not a magician per se, but I know some amazing card tricks. But you need a deck of cards to do that. Well, pod decks uses a deck of cards exactly the same size. There's always going to be 50 different questions inside every pack. So as you know, there's like 52 cards in a regular deck. It's basically the same thing. He's got 50 cards in a pod deck, and he has tons of different pod decks. And what's interesting is you, and I actually just told my employee today, I said, hey, did we ever buy those pod decks that Travis Brown sells on his website? And she said, no. And I said, dang it. I really wanted to do that. That's my fault for dropping the ball because I want to own them. I think that they come in great use. So if you're going to listen to the Marty Ray episode, you're going to get a lot there. And if you listen to the Travis Brown episode, you get a lot there as well. But we get these pod decks and they have just random questions. They have questions that are at random. They randomly come and you can ask one person one to four of these questions in the beginning or the middle or the end of an episode, where you can have a transition period where you just ask one or two of these questions, and it helps you get inside of somebody's mind a little bit better than if you didn't have this resource. It was Marty Ray that said something like, what's the best fast food burger or something like that? And you just kind of start to connect with your guest on a different level. And it propels the whole conversation to go in a more unique direction than it would if you just had all these other like questions queued up that every other podcaster asked them. All right. So that was number two for extracting unique content. The first one is doing more recon. The second one is breaking the ice. The third one here is active listening / genuine curiosity / follow-up questions. What we're talking about here is something that a lot of guests that come on the podcast on podcasting, when they help us figure out how to be a better interviewer, they say these three things here. Active listening, genuine curiosity, and follow-up questions. And what it means is, instead of you just only thinking of what is my next question going to be, where am I going to go with this, it's spending more time using your two ears, one mouth, the way that they're intended, where you're listening more than you're talking. You're understanding, you're not trying to get a word in here edgewise, you're trying to get a listen in here. You're trying to understand who that person is. So active listening. And I put / genuine curiosity because the way that I resonate most with this is by being genuinely curious. If I can ask questions because I like somebody, because I genuinely care about them, because I genuinely want to understand where they came from, how they got here, it changes from asking questions just for other reasons, for example. But the genuine curiosity just opens it up. And a benefit to this is that the guest can feel that genuine curiosity. And as you guys engage with each other, that's you and your guest, as you are engaging with each other, you create an engaging episode. As you two have positive banter, as you two care about each other and care about where this episode is going, and as you care about that person and where they came from, your listener will go along with that journey. You'll allow them to have that genuine curiosity with you and to be able to get those answers. So then I put / follow-up questions because I always need to remind myself not to just go to the next question, to the next question, to the next question. I think I've felt a lot of benefit to showing genuine curiosity and active listening when I ask a question and then I just go deeper into that same subject and then a little bit deeper. And then how did you do that? Where did you start that? When did you do this? Why did you pick that? Was it hard to do that? And it's all on the same topic, but we're going several levels deep with it. And it seems to just really add to the interview, and it feels a lot better as well. By doing these follow-up questions, you're more likely to have a unique content coming out of your guest because you're not just staying surface level, you're actually going a little bit deeper. The fourth of the five is open-ended questions. I think this is pretty obvious, right? Like, you've probably heard this more than once. There's two types of questions. There's asking a yes or no question, and there's asking a question that needs detail. So you might say, are you a pilot? And they say, yes. And that was it. Now that you hear the crickets going, right? Are you a pilot? Yes. Oh, shit. I asked a bad question. I didn't ask an open-ended question. I made a mistake, and that got boring. So you can say instead as, I heard you were a pilot. If that's true, when did you get started into that? It's just another way. What would you say is the main reason you got your pilot's license? So when you were a pilot, so here's just a bunch of examples of open-ended questions. When you were getting your pilot's license, was it scary the first time you had to fly on your own? See these like open-ended questions, these follow-up questions, these genuine curiosities. It changes it from surface level to deeper. And that's what I'm talking about for open-ended questions versus just yes, no questions. You want to allow your guest to open up from the heart, to share something new. And now they feel like they're having a conversation with a human instead of a conversation with a robot. You don't want this to look like it's just a questionnaire that they could have easily filled out online. You want to ask questions, follow-up questions, open-ended questions, and have that genuine curiosity. The fifth thing, are you ready? The fifth thing to having unique and great content might not be focused so much on unique content as it is on good content, okay? Good value to your listener. And what I'm saying here on the fifth thing of extracting unique content from guests, the fifth thing is just to know who your avatar is better than you do now. If you understand your avatar, if you know what your avatar is worried about, what they want to achieve, what's holding them back, then it's going to allow you to ask better questions for better content from different guests. And here's a couple of examples. Like on my podcast, this podcast, Podcast on Podcasting, I'll say stuff like, I'll say, what would you tell, insert my avatar here, about how to do this thing, okay? What would you tell, and then I insert my avatar, about how to achieve what? So for example, on podcasting, that usually goes something like this. Josh, what would you tell one of our listeners who is brand new podcaster, they've been doing it for less than 2 years, and they really want to achieve high success with their podcast without all the work? What would you share with that person? So now it's taking it a step further, but for two reasons. Number one, my listener knows that I understand who they are and what they're going through. Okay. It allows my relationship with my listener to be strengthened. And then on the additional side, with knowing the avatar and asking questions like this, it supports your guest to really consciously think about giving value to a specific listener, a specific person. And that will just bring out better content than if you forget to say, what would you tell somebody who's going through this? If you're a life coach, let's say you're a life coach and you're talking about the five love languages. For some reason, you're talking about the five love languages because you're a life coach and you help people with their business and you help people with their personal life, their physical fitness, whatever. You kind of holistically help. And you might mention something about the five love languages. You might have the author of that book, The Five Love Languages. Okay, you might have the author on. And then what you'll do is you might say to that author, you might say, it's so cool that you wrote this book and I resonate with it a lot. What would you tell a listener who is looking to achieve greatness and they haven't yet read your book? Something like that, because you're a life coach and you know that your listener probably wants to achieve greatness. So that's, I'm just kind of trying my hardest on assuming I knew your business. But point is, what would you tell, insert your avatar here, about how to achieve blah, blah, blah? What would you tell somebody who has a podcast? It's not performing exactly how they want it. And they are hoping to figure out the top things that they need to do to focus on this year. Now, I've called you out. I've called out my avatar. That person knows, and then they can answer in accordance. So just to kind of wrap up this episode is we talked a lot about getting better guests, getting guests on your podcast, and then how to extract the best value out of the guests themselves. So for finding guests, we talked a lot about different referrals, relationships that you already have, forums to go to, agencies to work with, and social media. Gave you a bunch of strategies there. And then we talked about extracting better content, unique content from those guests by doing more recon, breaking the ice up front, maybe in the middle, maybe at the end, but breaking the ice, setting it off in a new trajectory, active listening, genuine curiosity, follow-up questions, open-ended questions versus yes and no questions, and understanding and identifying your avatar with your guest to make sure that they're answering for that one person that knows that they're listening. I'll see you on the next episode. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free, or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.